Oh, it is Monday. It is weigh-in day. That is right. I am probably drinking too much water right now, ain't I?
Boy, you over-slugging on that bottle. I tell you, Monday weigh-in after July 4th.
Woo!
This is going to get risky for you, boy.
Hold on, son.
I hate to enjoy it.
Every time you go up there.
I'm telling you, I told you. That's the only place where I can throw my phone in a river and be A-okay with it. I don't think about nothing. Nothing but God. I mean, it is as relaxed as your boy can ever be. You can take me on the most expensive vacation all over, and I'm constantly thinking, worrying, how can we do this? This needs to be done better. What's that? I go up there, shoot. Show who?
Yeah.
Oh.
I hear you.
Oh, Tyler. I got back here. Tyler Milner? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that guy.
As Tyler said, it's always going to be something.
Always. You are correct.
I ain't going to lie to you, Tyler.
That may be my favorite Tyler Milner comment.
Great, man.
That tells me he's growing up.
I did run into a pasta salad.
You did?
I did, man.
Hey, show. Pasta find salad. You a few more excuses.
I ran into my mother-in-law's cookie jar.
They cut up the...
Boy, that didn't sound good,
salami,
did it?
That
could have been taken way out of context.
Oh, Tyler was there. Cheryl checked up, I think.
Tyler's head was cocked to the side.
I think I've seen that episode.
Tyler would have came through the gates running if it wasn't attached to your mother-in-law. If it was anybody
else. Real hard.
If it was anybody else. But we will weigh in coming up at 3 o'clock. About to see where we are. I know I was at like 296.4. You had gotten to 246. You had gotten to 246. You were at 253 and you got down to 246. Well, and I was proud of you.
It's in our notes somewhere, isn't it?
I was proud of you. You did it coming off of the Traverse City, Michigan trip.
I don't know, man.
We'll see here. Traverse City's a little different than going to that hill country. What day did you go to the hill country?
As soon as I walked out of this studio the day we were doing the radiothon.
You got it there Thursday.
And I didn't come home. I didn't get home until 10 o'clock last night.
Right. I believe in you.
We'll see.
You got a good workout in today.
I did get a good workout in today. I was a little aggressive today. I think I may have hurt myself in a couple spots.
Clint might have done an hour and a half in the sauna. All right.
No, my sauna, that's one thing that's got me really worried here. My sauna, unplugged it, man. Got some renovations going on. I had to unplug the sauna.
Oh,
so it's not,
boy, that's a secret weapon, man. For you.
Yeah. Oh, that's the deal, baby. That is the deal.
All right. Coming up, as we said, weigh in coming up at 3 o'clock. But right now, people were texting in. Somebody said, is it Jack Easterby? Is that the guy you're talking about that Clint sees red? That is not who I am talking about. Dalton Schultz. We have a little Dalton Schultz conversation. I'm hoping that, you know, Clint has maybe kind of calmed himself down a little bit from towards the end of the season, because I think he's right at the top of the list when you start thinking about individual players that potentially frustrated you the most last year with the Houston Texans.
Oh, he's at the top of the list by
at
himself.
At the top of the list by himself alone. Okay, so never mind. At the top of the list by himself alone. Just to, you know, to rear view it a little bit, Clint, how would you best describe your feeling for his play? And I think Tyler's probably right there behind you on the Dalton Schultz, I'm about over him, train. But how would you describe his play last year?
This is just from a football perspective. Yeah. I'm not even talking about tight ends. I'm not even talking about pass catcher, pass pro. I'm not talking about just football player. So as raw as you could make it, my man, it was unacceptable and it was embarrassing. And it was week in, week out.
Just keep your soft ass out of the conversation.
You would not have had any issue if they attacked it the way they attacked Laremy Tunsil.
None whatsoever. In fact, I would have put if we're just attacking, like, hey, guys that based on their play or their approach to football or kind of, you know, helping and hurting the team, Dalton Schultz being up out of here would have been number one.
Yeah. Unacceptable. I think, Tyler, you're in the same range with Dalton Schultz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was just.
Watching him, what I guess we have to frame as watching Dalton Schultz attempting to block, especially in the run game for the Texans, especially the back half of last season. Yeah, that was vomit worthy.
It happened slower for Tyler, but towards the end, you two were in a similar space in your field.
I'll be honest with you, I think the most disgusting part of it is, or what takes it from just poor football to like disgusting, is the body language, right? Your quarterback is out there getting killed, and you have zero interest in being physical to try to protect him.
Oh no!
And then when it doesn't work out, you just slump your shoulders and sigh at the sideline, like, God, guys, why'd you put me in that spot?
Yeah, the body language.
Like that. That's the part. That's the part to me where I'm like, nah, well, bro, I can't play with that.
You said that. You said that part there. Because I do want to get to 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can jump in on this. Because I do want to get into what should be realistic expectations for Dalton Schultz, a.k.a. the $12 million tight end. What should be legitimate, realistic expectations for him next year? But you kind of said that in passing there, he would react a little bit, be like, almost appearance of, why would you put me in that position?
Right.
And you even brought up at times last year and through the offseason of, all right, there were moments where, you know, the ball should have come his way. Plays should have been made. Things like he should have been more involved. How much do you put actually on Dalton Schultz last year? Like everything that occurred from, obviously, there was miscommunications, issues throughout the offense, and maybe where he was put. How much do you put on actually Dalton Schultz in his performance?
Oh, I mean, 95%.
Okay.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. Like, the argument can be made, he was consistently put in a rough position. Even the parts that we don't know, that the communication sucked up front, and he was usually one of the guys that probably suffered because of it. Because he ends up on his heels or ends up having to read and try to protect a guy he doesn't know where he's coming from. But 95% of it is, you know, you start talking, whether we're talking about just pure football, the lack of interest in being physical and whatever it is you're being asked to do, whether you like it or not, whether it's run game or pass game, the lack of interest in being physical is disgusting. Then you go to the football side of it and you go, okay, just like you, at the very least, you got to expect a pass receiving tight end to be able to separate and catch the football. He had important drops, and he didn't separate no better than John Metchie could out there, to be completely honest with you.
Or Irv Smith,
any of them. I mean, any of them. I think 95% of it was him. I can't put all that on Bobby.
All right. So as we said, expectations. I see some people coming in saying he ultimately just needs to be a better player than he was last year. Maybe a little bit more specific with that. But last year, we understand you can't even just quantify all of the physical blocking part. That was clearly the worst part of his game.
Sure.
As you've described.
Every
but even
week, though.
I know it, Andre. But even to the other part of it, last year, 53 catches, 532 yards, 2 touchdowns on 85 targets from your tight end in what I feel was a passing team.
Yeah.
A passing team. You did that. The previous year, he only had 3 more targets, 88 targets. He's at 59, near 60 catches, 635, 5 touchdowns. Those were the last 2 years. What would make sense to you in terms of expectations? Just kind of giving you those numbers over the last 2 years.
I don't think the numbers are bad. Okay. I think he's a 600-700 yard on good year, 600-700 yard tight end. What you got to look at from a stat perspective is like there's been no complimentary tight end since he's been here.
Yeah.
Like keep talking about Brevin Jordan. Brevin ain't never done nothing.
I just text in about Brevin.
I like Brevin, but Brevin, this guy should be the most used tight end in football. Right? I mean, you're playing with CJ Stroud. You're playing with a team that is spinning the ball around the park. I mean, this guy should be the most targeted tight end in football. And now, look, we'll get to it. I would like to, like, in defense, not defense, but to make the point of Dalton Schultz, like, another part of my criticism of Dalton Schultz is the ho-hum way of going about business. Like, if I'm Dalton Schultz, I'm watching him get overlooked consistently in the pass game last year.
Yeah.
Like, again, at some point, hey, man, this is unacceptable. We got to be better. I'm wide ass open underneath, and we're forcing the ball. We're doing this, or we're holding the ball, getting sacked, or whatever. I'm an outlet for the quarterback. We got to get me and CJ got to get on the right page and overcome some of this pressure. Like, again, that passive, I just kind of stay out of the way. That's always been Dalton Schultz's deal. I'm just going to kind of stay out of the way. I'm just going to kind of do my part. At some point, when you're getting 12 men a year, you're an experienced veteran, you're a starter, there's nobody threatening your job. At some point, you got to be the guy to step up and go, no, hey, man, I expect to get some touches. I expect to impact this game. I expect a little bit more than what we've been doing.
I think he's got to be more of a target and has to be better in the passing game. There has to be a threat, especially, man, that's the best thing that you do. That's what you brought here for to do. But I think Trey of Texas, who just messaged in on YouTube and Twitch, Trey said Schultz's problem last year seemed to be what appeared to be an effort issue at times. That has to.
Consistently.
Right, like even if it ain't that, that part has to look different. You know what I mean?
What do I always say? Adversity will expose a man's true character. And if you're a half ass and your energy and your body language sucks when you're in a rough spot, I ain't got nothing for you. Yeah. I mean that's the part of it that like the good of going through what they went through last year in the Office of Southern Football is DeMeco ought to feel real good about getting people up out of here and about making changes and about what they need to do moving forward, because that just flat exposes folks. And I think Dalton Schultz was exposed. Now we'll see what he does this year.
All right, quickly, some news from the Astros. This lineup ought to be interesting coming up. Christian Walker has been placed on paternity leave, so he is going to be out at least tonight. We'll see how much longer that is. But Christian Walker, who was swinging the bat well in L.A., loves that ballpark, obviously. He will not be available for the Astros as he is on paternity leave. So, is that Jordan Weems cleared waivers? The Weems that we were talking about?
That's what I was saying.
Damn, old Jordan. Okay.
Barely knew you, Weems.